Meghan Trainor and John Legend together at 98.3 The Coast. The best mix with the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East. It's the Monday edition of Music News Now, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. Ariana Grande is engaged. This time around, the guy is Los Angeles real estate agent Dalton Gomez. The couple started dating back in January, then quarantined together. An insider told People magazine, quote, "They couldn't be happier. They're just so excited. This is a happy time for them. Both sets of parents are thrilled." Ari and Dalton announced the engagement Sunday morning on Instagram. She flashed her huge diamond ring with the caption, quote, "Forever and then some." Her manager, Scooter Braun, commented, quote, "Congrats to these two amazing souls. Ari, we love you and we couldn't be happier for you. Dalton, you are a lucky man." Of course, Ariana Grande was more recently engaged and married for a very short period of time to Saturday Night Live cast member Pete Davidson. Days after blasting Shia LaBeouf for tricking her into sleeping with him even though he was involved with someone else, Sia has gotten revenge by firing him from her new movie. Sia tells Australia's Studio 10 that she booted him from the music because of the incident, replacing him with Kate Hudson. She says, "I asked for a meeting with her, and she said she was born to do it. She could sing, she could dance, she could do it all." Accusations against Shia started piling up after his ex-girlfriend FKA Twigs accused him of relentless abuse, including sexual assault. And Sir Paul McCartney revealed recently that Taylor Swift shifted the Evermore album release date twice so as not to conflict with his McCartney 3 album release. The pair connected for the Rolling Stone cover photo shoot recently. Each shared what their projects were on the horizon, and Taylor privately told McCartney about her secret album. Out of professional respect, she did not want to overshadow his latest release. Paul recalled an email exchange with Taylor during an interview with Howard Stern saying, quote, "She said, I found out you were going to put yours out on December 10th, so I moved Evermore to December 18th. Then she found out that we were coming out on the 18th and moved hers back to the 10th. People do keep out of each other's way. It is a nice thing to do," he says. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.